The Kinsey Institute on this moment of Indiana history, presented with support from the Indiana Historical Society, working to preserve and protect Indiana's past, and where membership includes a subscription to Traces, the Society's quarterly history magazine. More information at indianahistory.org. When people talk about sex, their discussions are most likely informed by research conducted at Indiana University from the 1930s through the 1960s. When the Association of Women Students petitioned the university in 1938 for a course on marriage and family, a zoologist named Alfred Kinsey was tapped as the instructor. But the Harvard-trained scientist was unable to find non-value-laden studies on human sexuality, so he set about gathering the primary source material himself. Funded by the National Research Council, Kinsey and his associates obtained more than 18,000 sexual histories through face-to-face interviews, Kinsey alone having conducted almost half. Committed to confidentiality, members of the team assigned each subject a number, memorized 350 questions to ask each one, and transcribed responses in code, the key to which was never written down. The results were ultimately published as Sexual Behavior in the Human Male, a bestseller when it came out in 1948, and Sexual Behavior in the Human Female, which emerged 5 years later. Though its namesake died in 1956, the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction continues to be a vital research facility and archive. This moment of Indiana history is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations in association with the Indiana Historical Society. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.